Those type of days will happen.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? The song? Be happy?
Be happy.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Don't be happy.
So, yeah. So there's that. So we're going to do some Hot Wheels again, guys. I don't think Jonathan was with us last time.
I've never done Hot Wheels. I'm excited about this one.
So here we go.
Hey, this is Kevin Stark from the Toy and Action Figure Museum in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma. And you're listening to the Comic Pop Library.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat at the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Kids were laughing in my glasses while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. Say you're basic, say you're easy. You always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling.
Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Toying Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And today I brought some of my toys in.
Woohoo!
I've talked about my dad getting me into Hot Wheels, so with the blind bags that Logan and I have gotten into, I'm starting to get some of the blind bags. So we've got a selection of blind bags that we're going to be opening. The first one is a little bit of an older blind bag. It's, of course, the mystery models. But this one is actually from 2015, so it'll have been out in 2016. So that's a little bit older. But then we have the newer ones that just came out. One of them's more has like a racing track on it. It's Series 1 for this year. So that's kind of cool. And then Series 2 as well. And it has cars racing again, but they're kind of like in a solar system type picture on the
space style.
Space style. There you go.
I will admit, I know nothing about cars. So you and Logan will be sitting there talking about the makes of these cars.
Yeah. And I know nothing about cars either.
I'll just be sitting here going, ooh. Pretty colors.
We'll just be looking at them. We'll
I don't know
tell what they are.
Either.
Just go kind of slightly describe them.
Yeah, they give names on the things.
Yep. So we're going to kind of just, let's see. Let's do one apiece on this one. So we can kind
of. Season one of this year thing.
And then you guys can do a couple of those. Do you want two of those, Jonathan?
I'm fine with two.
Okay. We're going to start with the older packs. This one kind of has a gold car on the front.
This is the older pack?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
gold car on the front with a gold windshield, which,
We're just going to kind of open up, and I can go first and then Jonathan. But I think the last time we did this, we forgot to mention what the cars were, but we might have, but I don't know.
I think we did.
I'm not sure. So
If
we did it, we apologize. But you pull them out, and you, of course, always get a sticker, which is cool because I'll put those in with my cards. And it also gives the name of the car. And the one that I pulled out is Formula Burr, I guess. Formula Ater. And it's kind of a brickish type color race car.
I like it.
Kind of a cool.
It's pretty cool looking
car. And this one's number 8 of that series. The only special one that's in here is number 3, and it's colored gold, and it's a bifocal. What'd you get, Logan?
I got the 12 Camaro ZLI Concept, which has a nice paint job.
Yellow
black flames on yellow.
That's cool.
Body. Though the sticker got a bit ripped.
Oh, well, that's all
right. Oops. That's pretty cool. I like the Camaro. That's cool.
And Jonathan?
Oh, that is cool looking. I like that. I like the little black flames on there. It looks like kind of like a Bumblebee update with flames on it or something.
Yeah, true. Kind of does look like Bumblebee. But these are slide into my collection. But Jonathan has the last two from this mystery pack set.
So
what do you got there?
I have the Carbonic, and it looks like it's like a little green and orange type convertible. Type deal, except it has like a flat end on it.
And most of these are race cars. I mean, everybody knows Hot Wheels. But,
it's cool looking. I mean, I like it. I don't know if I like the name on it, Carbonic, but I mean, it's a cool looking little car.
Nice. Well, you usually know that if there's something like Carbonic, like this one, or the Formula 8er, it's those are designed from Hot Wheels. They're not actual cars. But
well, and this is a first in this series, so it's number one.
It's number one? Cool.
It is number one.
Cool.
And what's the other one you got?
I've got the Hot Wheel Prototype 12.
Okay.
And this one is... Put that back in. It's kind of an orangey, pinkish, like a see-through pinkish type thing. Like the windshield is... I don't know if it's pinkish or if it's purple. I mean, it looks pinkish to me.
That's all right.
But on the sticker, it looks purplish. So... This is number five in this series.
Okay. I'm going to slip them back in the bags and we'll...
Where did the bag go?
Oh, here it is. My bad. I have the bag by me and I'm telling Logan to get me the bag. Sorry, Logan. Mm-hmm. So those were the older packs. So those were four pretty cool cars. Not the special car or chase car is what they're usually called, but still some pretty cool ones. I like them. And like I said, my dad got me into the Hot Wheels, so what can I say? And they're fairly inexpensive. They're 94 cents for a bag at Walmart, so this is pretty cool. I've never seen them really at Target, so I don't know if Target would ever get any or not. So I'm not sure. No clue.
So next would be season one of this year, right?
Yep, this one's season one of this year's Mystery Models. And it's this one...
three special cars.
Yep, and I know we've already pulled the special cars out of a previous episode, but this is just seeing if we can get some more of the cars that we don't have. And I don't know what we got, so we'll just see what we can pull.
Our memories are bad.
See, what I got? I got another race car. It looks like an Indy car. It's red with the number 6 on it.
That's the number 9.
It is the F1 Racer.
That's the number 9, actually.
Oh, it's number 9? Oh, that makes sense.
Well... I mean, you got the same car.
Oh, we got a duplicate. There we go. That's going to happen. We got three of them.
Yep.
There you go, folks. There's the possibilities of when you get blind bags, you don't know what you're going to get. Wow. I didn't think that would happen. Hilarious. That is hilarious. Wow.
And yeah, that 9 does look like a 6.
I looked at it upside down, I guess.
Yeah.
So those are those three. I got three number 9 cars. So
you looked at it from the driver's seat. It's supposed to be looked at from the person that's getting run down by it.
There you go. The next ones, we got 6 of these, so each of us open up 2 of them. But this is from Series 2. This is from Series 2. It's got the cars racing through the universe, basically. And again, I have no clue what I have in these. I just grabbed them and went.
I'm not sure if you have any in these, actually.
This might be the first one with these. Possibly. I don't know.
This one's got 3 specialties as well. The Project Speeder, Bad to the Blade, Zilord.
Well, let's see what we've got
here. Pretty much all of them look neat.
Who wants to go first?
This is cool looking. I like that.
Jonathan's first in. He said it's cool looking. So that's number 9?
Number 9.
That's one of the specials. Bad to the Blade.
Cool.
It is. Yeah, it's Bad to the Blade.
Okay.
I like the name on that too. This car is such a cool looking car. I mean, it looks kind of like a jet, you know, combined with a car. Yep. It's red and white. And I mean, it's just, I wish you guys could see this thing, because this thing is cool looking.
Kind of has a semblance of an Indy racer almost, but like Jonathan said, it has the design of a jet fighter as well on it. So that's cool. I like that one. So what else do you got?
Ooh,
you got a shiny silver one.
Silver one. This one is called the Governor.
The Governor?
Okay. And, well, no, it's got the British spin on it. The Governor. Okay. So it's because it's spelled G-O-V apostrophe N-E-R.
Yeah, Governor. Okay.
So
got a nice shiny silver casting.
And it's nice and shiny, and it has like it kind of sort of has like the atom.
Okay. Oh, like, okay. I got you.
It has. Here, I'll let you take a better look at it.
What's
it has
the number on there?
The number on it is number 11. Number 11. But it has like, if you look on the hood of the car, it has like the nuclear atom. Yeah, atom. The nuclear atom.
Or an atom molecule.
Yep. With Hot Wheels in the center.
Yep. So that's cool.
So that's pretty
Space Motorsports.
Cool. So we did get one of the specials. So yep. Cool. So that'll be, those two will be added to my collection. When I'm handing it back, so Jonathan can put it back in the bag for a little bit of protection. Because, yeah, if you get this one scuffed. So,
shall I go next and
you can
finish it off?
Yeah, that'll work.
Looks like one of mine's going to be Zeroed, the very first special.
Very nice. First.
First one in the gold special.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And okay. It's got a little skull on that. Wait, no, that's just a straight up alien, not the skull. That has. It's just that he has his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Cool.
It is
one of the special
ones. It feels like this one. Cool. Oh, never mind. I was like, it feels like this one's one of the pullbacks.
Oh no!
Because it, like, when I grabbed it, I don't know if you handed it to me and the wheel started to spin, but I thought it was one of those like little pullbacks. And
we've gotten all three of the specials in this set.
You pulled another special,
that number 12 Project Speeder, which is another silvery one. But it seems like its sides that the front wheels are on is missing their paneling.
It's the Falcon. It's missing pieces.
Like on this part, on this car.
Going back to the Z-Rod, folks.
All right, it looks kind of like that's like a kind of like a skateboard type deal. I don't know.
Because it's flat.
Yeah.
Cool. So Logan and Jonathan got the specials, but they're my cars.
Yep. So let's see what the final two to get are.
This is actually pretty cool. It's another little silver car.
And these, like I said, in previous episodes, my father got me into these, so that's why I can have continued on.
So let's see what Dad
see what got. I can pull out here. Let's see. I got a number, looks like a number 6. Oh. A torque screw. It's kind of a turquoise. The torque.
Yeah.
And orange. Yep. And all of them have, and it has Planetary Motorsports Eclipse on the front. It kind of.
I'm catching a theme with these cars.
Space.
Yes. Series 2 is a Hot Wheels theme.
In space.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Logan's got that announcer voice going.
In space.
Oh, there's a half dozen variations.
Space.
Good thing about these episodes, they go fast, folks, so you don't have to listen too long to us talking alone. But this is the last one for the Hot Wheels mystery models. Like I said, I pulled out the torque screw, so see if I can, hopefully no duplicate, because we've got enough duplicates. It's number 2, Sinestra.
Wait, I really? Love the name on that.
It's kind of a light purplish with red canopy. That's cool looking.
Yeah.
You can look at it and then pass it to Jonathan so we can look at it. So cool. Out of those, we got all different cars out of all 6. So that's cool.
Made up for the one with the same 3 decals.
I love the name on this.
Sinestra?
Yeah, it's Sinestra's female form.
It's pretty cool. I love the little, like, the little snake decal on the top.
Yeah. Okay.
The hexagons.
Well, it looks like scales. A snake, like, because it has the scales and it has the little nostrils on there.
Uh-huh. I would see that.
And then on the side right there, it has scales on it too.
Yeah.
So at least with these mystery models, they were all different. Mm-hmm. The middle section was all the same, all 3. That was kind of weird. But that's the way it goes sometimes, folks. And I think the first section, I don't think we pulled a duplicate.
No, we didn't.
It's just those middle ones. I got 3 models the same now. So, but like we said, when you're opening cards or opening mystery packs,
it has a chance of doing that.
Yep. And when you're dealing with cards especially, you're going to more times
get duplicates more than you're going to get anything else.
But these are inexpensive collectibles. Yes, the regular Hot Wheels, you can kind of see what you're getting. And there's a way you can kind of tell what these are. But it's funner just grabbing the packs and going. That way you don't know what you're getting.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool. I'll be picking up more just at random. And if I happen to get the whole set, I'll stop that particular mystery set because there's no need to get any more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of cool. And it's, like I said, it's a connection back to my father. So that's nice. And Logan and Jonathan kind of keep their eye out for me as well. Yeah. Garage sales and stuff.
I almost found him one of the rare Hot Wheel things. Uh-oh, except no, it's just Daredevil's decided to do that for some reason.
True. Who knows why?
We got a ghost in the office. It's knocking everything down.
Yes, it is. But to let everybody know, what we came in on was Imagine Dragons Thunder, and they performed this in Cars 3, but I think this was an edit or a remix by a gentleman that on YouTube goes by, let me check and make sure, Lightning-McQueen, because he actually sped up the Thunder, a single from Imagine Dragons. So when you actually look up Imagine Dragons, it will be a slower version than this one is. So I think he remixed it. I think
this
it.
One works well with Cars, though.
True, it does. But we'll be leaving out with Route 66 from the Cars original soundtrack, the first movie. And this one's performed by John Mayer. So that's the two songs that we have for this time. If you like the clips, you can go find them and listen to them, download them from the digital downloader of your choice. I'm sure the artist would appreciate you supporting their music. So make sure to check them out. Very cool Cars. I enjoyed them. I had fun. Logan and I started doing this mystery pack thing right before Christmas because we found a bunch on a dollar bins. Yep, and that's kind of what we've been doing. And they're just fun. When they're that cheap, it's not as harsh to get a duplicate than if you're paying full price. Some of these, you know, like the Pokemon cards, when you get a regular full-size pack, could be $4, $5. Some of the figures that we open up, you know, they're around $13, $14. So we can pay $3.50 on them. We go for the sales. So collecting on a budget, folks. But anyway, we hope you've been having fun listening to us opening up our toys, or my toys at least. But we'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Live. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.